How mild
can a cigarette be?
Make the Camel 30-day test and you'll see.
You know, so many people in show business, actors, singers, announcers, smoke Camels. And here on tape is that lovely singer, Fran Warren, to tell you why.
Hello there. This is Fran Warren. You know, anybody who sings as much as I do has to be pretty choosy about cigarettes. I've tried a lot of different brands, and I'm sold on Camels. I made the Camel 30-day test, and I know that Camels agree with my throat.
Friends, try Camels in your T-zone. Tea for taste and tea for throat. You'll see how rich and flavorsome Camels are. And you'll see just how mild a cigarette can be.
In a coast-to-coast test, hundreds of people smoked only Camels for 30 days. Each week, their throats were examined by noted throat specialists who reported not one single case of throat irritation due to smoking Camels.
Make a note. Remember your throat. Try Camels today.
And I'd like to add, I rip off the cellophane, open the pack, take a little puff and just sit back. Going from jokes to the greatest of smokes. Folks, won't you try a Camel?
Well, Jimmy had poked his nose into my life again. Because of a combination of circumstances, I was a little suspicious of my wife, and Jimmy immediately devised a plan of counterattack. Let my wife see me with another girl and make her jealous. So there we were at Jim's house trying to figure out what girl.
Don't worry, Don. Durante will be able to get you your choice of feminine females.
Yeah. Please, Jim, don't start with all those stories about how many girls you know.
I don't want to brag, Don, but you see this little black book in my hand?
Yeah?
See all those names and addresses in them?
Well, what about them?
That's no milk route. You know something? I got them classified according to a system. In the front part of the book, I got the names of the girls who nick.
What about the back part?
I'm happy to report there ain't no back part. There's no room for slackers on Durante's list.
Well, let's see what girls you have. Betty, cuddly type. Phyllis, when you take out on date, will only kiss you goodnight.
But, Don, I solved that problem.
How?
Short date, long goodnight.
Oh, brother. Jim, I can't go out with any of these girls. Haven't you got any that are high class?
You just came to it, Don. The one right here. I'll call her right up.
Huh?
This one is real class. Hello. Sam's Garage. Lubrication Department. Lubrication Department. Bottom pit, please. Hello. I'd like to speak to Crankcase Mabel. Oh, she's out, huh? Goodbye.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, she wouldn't have been much fun anyway. I once took her to a drive-in movie, and it wasn't as romantic as I thought it'd be.
Well, what do you mean?
While I was sitting in the front seat eating popcorn, she was underneath the car draining the oil.
Jim, look, let's forget about the whole thing. Maybe I'll just have a heart-to-heart talk with my wife and tell her I forgive her, huh?
No, Don, you gotta teach your wife a lesson. You have to sashay with another femme.
Well, maybe so, but we can't...
I'll get the door.
Relax, boys. It's your friendly manicurist, Hot Breath Hallahan.
Attention! Attention, census takers. This is weight coming back and counting twice. But Hot Breath, you've got grass all over your shoes. You've been walking on my nice little lawn again.
Well, I couldn't help it. You know that sign outside that says, keep off the grass?
Yeah.
When I came by, it went back in the ground and another one popped up that said, trample on me, I love it.
They're building lawnmowers like that. I'm going to buy one.
Quit the kidding, boys. I came over to give Mr. Durante his weekly manicure.
Forget the manicure, Hot Breath. Faith has dropped you into our laps. Donzie, don't you see?
Yeah, I get it. She's the one to make my wife jealous.
Wait a minute. I refuse to be mixed up in a conspiracy against a member of my own sex. Remember, boys, I too am a woman.
Believe me, Hot Breath, there's never been any doubt in my mind.
It wouldn't be much, Hot Breath. When my wife comes in, all you have to do is give me a little kiss.
A little kiss?
Yeah.
Listen, tall, dark, and see all those nice, white, shiny teeth of yours? Well, one kiss from me.
Yes?
Charcoal cubes.
Well, she has the fire going. Anybody got some steaks?
Well, I'll go through with this, Mr. Amici. But I warn you, I might make you forget your wife.
You make me forget my wife, Lorene? You make me forget Lorene? Just because you got that gorgeous hair, that beautiful face, that lovely figure. You make me forget... by the way, Jim, what is my wife's name?
Never mind that. With her around, I can't even remember my own name. But Hotbed, I bet you're a little disappointed that it's not me you're gonna make love to.
Don't be so sure, Banana Beak. You see, Mr. Amici is very handsome. He goes to my head like bubbling champagne.
What about me?
When I can get bubbling champagne, what would I want with flat old root beer?
Yeah, maybe so, but remember, you can only get champagne on special occasions. Root beer is always around when you want it. But Hotbed, let's get back to the business of making Don's wife jealous. Can you be back here at 7 o'clock?
Sure. And to help things along, I'll wear my strapless, backless, and sideless dress.
Strapless, backless, and sideless? Won't it fall off?
What did you say?
I said, won't it fall off?
Why should it? It can't think of a better place to go. Well, so long until tonight, Rover Boys.
So long, Hot Breath.
Jim, the closer we're getting to this, the more nervous I'm getting. There's still time to call the whole thing off.
Amici, how can you talk like that? Remember that famous Latin saying? In hoc signa vincere il pluribus human by Tresti?
That's kind of cute. What does that mean in English?
If I knew what it meant in English, would I go to the trouble of saying it in Latin? Everything's set, Don. I called up your Sprouse and she'll be right over.
Oh, that's swell, Jim. Hot Breath and I will go into the next room, and when I hear you open the door, we'll fly into each other's arms. Let's go, Hot Breath.
Okay, honey.
That's Mrs. Amici at the door now. I'll get it.
Mr. Durante, you said you have something very important to tell me. Now, I haven't got much time. What is it?
Mrs. Amici, I've got shocking news. Don has been going out with other women. He's a philanderist.
I don't believe it. I do Don's laundry, and not once have I seen lipstick on his handkerchief.
Why do you think he grew that mustache? After he kisses a girl, he uses it to blot up the evidence. And if you still don't believe me, let me show you what's in the next room.
Well, make it fast. I've got my regular 8 o'clock appointment to sit for my portrait by Charles Duvall. It's a surprise for Don.
8 o'clock, portrait. Brother, have we been laboring under a misprint, aren't you? He's perfectly innocent.
Oh, please, stop that mumbling and show me what's in the next room.
It's really not important. I just called you over to help me on some instructions. You see, I'm knitting little booties.
You're knitting little booties? What for?
I noticed a clause in my hospital insurance that entitles me to 4 free weeks on a maternity ward.
You can't become a mother.
Those men know their business. If they think I have a chance, I gotta try and make good.
Oh, this is really getting ridiculous. But there's something wrong. I'm going to see what's in the next room.
It's not necessary. I really just called you over to ask you what time it is. You see, I haven't got a clock in the house. What do you know? That ship is going down my street again.
A ship going down your street?
Certainly. This is California. They want a chance at the pedestrians like everyone else.
Well, if you really wanted the time, you could have found out by calling the phone company.
I can't. My phone is out of order.
Oh, yeah? Your phone just rang.
I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear it again. And besides, I just remembered I've run out of Camels. Come on. Let's walk a mile for one.
Oh, now stop. I'm going into that next room and see what's there.
Mrs. Amici, you can't. Wait a minute.
Now stop holding me back.
But please.
Get your hands off me.
Please.
Hey, Jim, I've been wondering where... Jimmy! My wife is in your arms. Oh, I see it all now. You're the one she's been running around with.
Holy smokes, I've created a frankenfooter.
What are you talking about, Don? You were just trying to keep me from going into the next room.
That's right. I found out our 8 o'clock meetings were just to have a portrait painted.
Portrait painted? Oh, darling, what a relief. I'll never doubt you again. There's no question of it. You're a one-man woman and I'm a one-woman man.
Sounds confusing, but I'm sure they can sort it out when they get home.
Yes, dear, I'd never look at another woman.
Amici, boy, I'm ready to give you that kiss you've been waiting for. Here goes.
Hot breath.
Donald Amici, there must be an explanation for this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, why explain, Mrs. Amici? Your husband just found someone with a more exciting figure.
Hot bread, cut it out.
Well, you do have a nice figure, dear. I always said that lumps would come back into style.
Well, now, girls, please.
Nice figure indeed. Why, I'll match my legs against yours any day.
Don't be silly. Your legs don't even match each other.
Get out the catnip. These girls may need refreshments between rounds.
Look, darling. We just got hot breath to make you jealous. Believe me, there is no other woman.
Well... Don G, my lover boy! Let me throw my arms around you.
Another one!
They keep coming in. What a spot for an enchilada stand. Don, we forgot to stop Miss Bay.
You got me into this, Jim. Now do something.
This has all been a mix-up. Barry, you go home. And Don... You take your wife home and explain the mix-up to her. And Hot Brett, you stay here.
What for?
If this is going to be an evening of mix-ups, I want to get mixed up with something good.
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor?
That was the question asked of 113,597 doctors. Doctors in every branch of medicine.
What cigarette do you smoke, Doctor?
The brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
Friends, try Camels in your T-zone. T for taste and T for throat. You'll see how flavorful and how mild a cigarette can be.
Friends, the many men in servicemen's and veterans' hospitals like to know that they're remembered. Every week, these men receive gift Camels as a token that they are not forgotten. This week's Camels go to veterans' hospitals, Excelsior Springs, Missouri, and Bath, New York, U.S. Army Station Hospital, Fort Benning, Georgia, U.S. Naval Hospital, Chelsea, Massachusetts. The Camel people have sent more than 191 million Camels to servicemen, servicewomen, and veterans.
Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Don. Good night, folks. And good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
The Jimmy Durante Show was produced and directed by Phil Cohan and brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. Listen in again next Friday night when Jimmy Durante, Don Amici, and Vera Vague will be back on the Jimmy Durante Camel Show from Hollywood.
PA stands for Pipe Appeal and Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. PA is crimp cut for smoothness and specially treated to ensure against tongue bite. Men, get Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Camel Cigarettes also invites you to listen to the Screen Guild Theater every Thursday evening over these same stations. On next Thursday, April 27th, they will present The Shocking Miss Pilgrim, starring Betty Grable and Dennis Morgan. Be sure to listen.
Next, William Bendix stars in The Life of Riley on NBC.